guys. Who would have thunk it? We are literally in episode 5.
That is crazy.
It feels like it's flown by.
I know.
And can I just say, Jennifer is such a natural.
Oh, thanks. I don't feel like I am, but you it's just like you're in a conversation with your best friend, so.
Exactly, but you guys are just listening in, so it's been a blast. And I love how, like, last week we got very intense with our story because obviously we've been quite jokey, we've kept everything really chill and lighthearted, but the one thing that makes us become a mother is labour.
Yeah.
It's the birth of us into mothers.
Yeah.
So I actually think it was really nice that we approached that subject and we had a little chat about it. But we have got more hard-hitting subjects to talk about today. And one of them is, can you be a mum and have it all? It's an age-old question and we will get into it. But me, the lovely Rochelle and the lovely Jennifer. She said something earlier that was really country. Like,
you
really
called me
country.
Out on it. I didn't even know I did it.
She doesn't even know she does it. That's no. the thing. And you guys can actually tell me whether you think that I think she does it a lot or not, because I think it's quite interesting to see what people think.
Yeah, I'd actually love to know if people think I generally sound country, because I don't hear it at all.
It's mad, isn't it?
Is it twangs every now
it's
and again?
It's a twang. It's like
or
a
do
low
I just sound
hum.
Country, like, full stop?
No, there's like a twang of it, but it's very cute, it's very endearing, and it's one of the many things I love about you.
Oh, thanks, babe. So, shall we kick things off with a bit of fun? It's always, always a nice way to get things going.
Always.
Shall we start with our last thing Googled?
Okay, yeah. Is this Say It and Shot It as well?
Yes. Okay. So, have a look at our last things on
Guys,
Google.
I'm really happy to announce that we are
unicorn
almost ending.
It's coming to an end.
Yeah, thank God, because we can't do this. And also, this is really sad, but we have one cup. We have two girls, one cup.
Oh my God, no.
So we're going to have to, we can't cheers it.
But we're just going to shot it, take little sips ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
You go first.
Okie doke. What did I last Google? My last Google was June, Fear the Walking Dead, filler in face. So, I've been watching The Walking Dead. Well, actually, I've been watching Fear the Walking Dead because I've watched The Walking Dead.
I find that so interesting because I'd not have you down as a zombie girl. This successful businesswoman, Rochelle, you know, who owns her own salon and is a kick-ass mum, likes watching zombies and apocalyptic stuff.
I love post-apocalyptic. And you know what's also really weird is, like, I'm like so eclectic, I'm multifaceted, I have so many different dimensions, but yeah,
I do
post-apocalyptic is my absolute fave. I'm not just what meets the eye.
No, you're not. You can never judge a book by its cover.
You can never judge a book.
Looking at this, I would not put apocalyptic zombies.
I love it. I actually love it. I mean, the zombies are like, man, they're so annoying, but I noticed we're on like season 7 and I think it ends in season 8, and basically one of the characters called June, she genuinely like just looked really puffy, and I thought, is she pregnant? Has she got filler?
Yeah.
Like, what has happened? So I Googled it, and I wasn't the only person to Google it, because someone actually said, I think she's had work done. So, and I'll put a little picture up for reference if anyone wants it, because she really did change. But that is what I last Googled.
Okay.
What about you, my darling?
Mine was actually, so the reason I got here is because my partner mentioned something. I think he was talking about football, shock horror. Declan Rice's girlfriend. Have you seen this?
I'm absolutely disgusted by the human race.
Men, like, what on earth? It's 2024.
Yep.
Like, things are different now. And she is stunning.
She's stunning.
She is a beautiful woman.
She's a young woman as well. And let's look at how harsh these comments have been. It's actually awful.
It's vile that they've even come under scrutiny, because this is somebody that he's been with for a long time. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not into football. I don't support a team. Like, I'm honestly I'm the worst person. So when the name Declan Rice, I wouldn't be able to tell you who that was. So I naturally Googled it.
Yeah.
And saw that there's just all this bullshit surrounding it.
They're a very well-matched couple.
So do I.
I genuinely don't think he's stunning and he, you know, deserves like some runway model on his arm.
No.
So why on earth do people think, And I know when you put yourself in the public eye, you do open yourself up to scrutiny, but she's not. She has not at any point said, I want to be a celebrity. She is just supporting her man doing his career.
Absolutely. And, you know, fair fucks to him as well, though, because just because you
he's
are successful,
now in a position with money, which could go to his head.
You don't have to have a wag or do you know what I mean? A lot of the footballers, if you look, they're with their childhood sweethearts.
Absolutely.
So that was the last thing I googled.
And yeah, I think if you are someone that has written a comment like that, give your head a wobble and look at what it can do and the impact. Like, we're in an era of social media where, you know, children have access and they're now looking at whether they are thin enough, whether they are attractive enough, and they're looking to seek, you know, aesthetics or whatever it might be, surgery, and going far and going to places like Turkey and actually ending up with like deaths or illnesses.
This is it.
So let's just let people be. Everyone is a completely different person in one. That's what makes them unique and beautiful. So if you're a troll, then seriously, give your head a wobble. So
direct the energy into something else.
Exactly. Let's stay in shot to that. June from The Walking Dead, Doshio Filler.
And
Declan's Rice, his girlfriend is a stunning, beautiful woman, and we always salute a beautiful queen.
Absolutely.
That, do you know what?
It's getting better, isn't it?
Is that the bottom? Because it's like basically cloudy now.
Yeah. It's like all the sugar. Normally I feel sick. Okay, so are you ready for our first say it or shot it?
Yes.
So, I find like this is going to be quite not a controversial one. This might be easy to you, but I need for you to imagine that you do not own your own business for a hot second.
Okay, if I'm an employee.
I need you to pretend that you are an employee.
Right.
Potentially with a male boss.
Okay. I have been in that position before.
Okay, so go back
to my self-employment.
There you go. Go back to that time.
Okay.
Would you rather accidentally send a dirty text to your boss?
Okay.
Or send a sexy voicemail to your mum?
Oh, 100% to my boss.
What?
Yeah.
No.
100%.
No way.
Would you rather send a voice note to your mum?
Yeah, because my mum would be like, oh, here she goes again. Like, my mum's very used to me.
But, like, I'm thinking of my old boss, Big Up Graham. I feel like he'd find it funny and probably be like, well, Rochelle, we must talk further.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because my old boss was an absolute G, so maybe I think he would take it well. Whereas I think my mum, I could just never look at her in the eye again. I'd be like,
okay, right. Let's just take it back to The Apprentice really quickly. Would you rather have sent that text to Lord Sugar whilst you were in the thing, or your mum? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Listen, Shugs, like, a girl's got needs.
Do you know what? He'd probably really rate that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would be like, do you know what? Fair play. I think rather my boss than my mum.
Well, there you go. We've got one of each answer. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
I'm saying mum, you're saying Lord Sugar.
No, not Lord Sugar. We're starting many vicious rumours.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Well, that was quite a large gulp, that. Wow. Yes.
What is the biggest age difference you've had between yourself and a sexual partner?
I don't think it's been massive. I think I remember like early 20s. I think I was seeing someone, I think it's like 30, and all turning 30.
Yeah.
And at the time, in my early 20s, I did think, geez, like, you should have your shit together. He was still living at home with his mum. And I remember thinking, like, you're like a grown man.
Yeah.
And actually, now I'm 37, I'm like, really, he should have had his shit together, but also 30's not as old as I thought it was.
I know, because we're that's there not, now, honey.
It's like eight-year age gap.
And I feel like a spring chicken still.
Yeah, exactly. You are as long as you feel. What about you? What's yours?
Eight. I had to sit there and think about it, because obviously I collected these questions. I was like, what is mine? I'm not going to disclose whether that was up or down.
Oh!
But it's eight.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You have to tell us. Was no, that up eight. Or above or down?
No,
please tell me.
No, okay, unlike you, it was. It was.
It was, okay. I was like, blink twice.
No.
That's interesting. Have you ever actually had sex with someone younger than you by like quite a substantial amount?
No, and do you know, not through, wow, this sounds bad. Not through choice, but yeah. I got married at 23.
Yeah.
So I got married like baby. So yeah. I've, you know, kind of only ever really experienced like a long-term marriage.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, even in like my university days and stuff, I was never really one to have one-night stands and stuff.
Yeah, same.
And then I think if you do have one-night stands at uni, it's kind of in and around people that are in the same position.
Yeah, so they're probably because the same age group.
No, a bit boring there, really.
I don't think I've actually... I mean, I did speak to people, but definitely never took it as far as sex.
Would you have sex and with somebody
always,
younger?
Yeah, I always had this like thing in my head that was like, I would be a cougar and like teach a boy some things.
Yeah.
But like now it's a reality and I'm looking at 18-year-olds and I think, no, like, there's nothing manly about you. I don't want to be that woman for you. Yeah. I think you have to be a certain type of woman to do that. And I actually saw someone post that yesterday and I thought, geez, like, it sounded criminal. It was basically like an 18-year-old and a 37-year-old woman. I'm 37. And I thought, geez, like, that is a small boy. That is actually a small boy. When I was 17, they were being born.
I know, that's mad.
I think you've got to be a certain kind of woman.
Yeah.
Really.
Right, well, cheers to that then.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
I don't know if I want any more of this. It's sitting in my belly.
Do you know
Say it and shut it, because we are those girls. I love that I still call myself a girl as well, and I call other women girls. I just don't think, when I say woman or lady, I'm like, that's so grown up. And when someone says it about me, I'm like, I'm a lady?
Yeah.
Isn't it so weird?
It is weird.
Just say girl.
Yeah,
just
I
always
so.
Say girl.
Think, like yeah, the doll, girls. Isn't it?
Like doll.
Doll girls.
Doll
yeah,
girls.
I'm with
yeah,
you.
We're all, this is the girls, isn't it? I'm going out with the girls.
So, final question.
Was that not our final question?
No. Oh my God. I've just got one more for you today.
We've got one more.
And it's very lighthearted and it's actually to do with alcohol.
Okay, we need to top this up.
Yes. If you could only drink one cocktail, beer or wine for the rest of your life, what would it be? I haven't actually thought of mine. Because I don't know. Because when I think about what my answer could be, it changes.
It depends on my mood.
Correct.
It depends on my... So if I'm going on a girls' night, there is no way I'm drinking a Jammy Red. Because I'll be like relaxed and chilled and mellow.
A bit tired.
A bit tired. And I can only really drink maybe one or two and then I start to get a bit like sickly. If I'm a cocktail girl, it's a porn star or a Mai Tai because they remind me of like fresh fruits and holiday.
Yeah.
But like,
but again, you just get
a Mai Tai forever.
Yeah.
Do I want that?
A porn star. You get so full on juice after a while. It
Do
becomes
I want
sickly.
To unwind with a Mai Tai?
I'm not sure.
It's also a bit much to be like shaking the cocktail and all that, isn't it? Every night. Like I can just literally unscrew the cap and then pour my glass of Jammy Red in the wine glass. I think it's about the glass as well.
It's 100%.
How much of an ick when they bring
you
that fat chubby one? No, don't.
The fat chubby glass with a stumpy bottom.
That's literally your downfall.
The all-inclusive.
If you're a restaurant and you are providing chubby stemmed wine glasses,
can we reevaluate, please?
You're giving everyone the ick. It's normally like the cheap all-inclusives, isn't it?
I believe it actually makes the wine taste worse.
Oh, God, yeah.
You could put my favourite wine in one of those glasses and I would swear blind it tastes different.
100%. Did you see the guy that did the marathon?
No.
What an absolute legend. So basically, he ran the entire marathon and at every mile, I think it's 26 miles, he had a glass of wine. And he guessed a lot of them. He went, that's a Malbec from like 2017. That's a Shiraz. This is a Sauvignon Blanc from France. And like literally came to carried his glass around. And he had a good glass. It wasn't one of the chubby stemmed wine glasses either. Yeah. I thought if I was going to do a marathon, that's my kind of marathon.
That would be my motivation
to get to the next hurdle. Imagine how sozzled he would have been though.
Or I would
and
be like the latest beauty product at the end of each one. Like
that's
a surprise
cute.
Beauty product.
Are you a marathon type of girl?
No.
Because I'm not.
So my dad, interestingly, did
Has he
them.
Done it?
Yeah, he's done all of the big ones. He's done the London Marathon several times.
Oh,
he went
he's
to
an
France
absolute
done,
legend.
He just loves a marathon, but that was not passed down to me, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, I can barely run 5K.
I get tired walking up the stairs.
No, I'm definitely like a gym weight.
I get shin splints just
kind of
walking
girl.
To the car.
Amen.
It's not for me.
It's not for me.
So what would your drink of choice be? If I had to, because the ratio of me going out compared to staying at home is more. I stay at home more. So I'm going to say Jammy Red.
Yeah, I would have to probably go with a really pale rosé.
Yeah, you're a bit of a... What's the brand again?
I don't feel like we should say that because it's just...
free advertising. You're going to have to get in touch.
I know, I mean, but if Whispering Angel want to...
Whispering Angels, that's it.
Come this way.
Shout out Nerf to Pup. So, yeah, I'm a Jammy Red girl and you are Whispering Angel. So we would have that if we had... Do you know what? You could drink that with like... Bit of lemonade, bit of ice. That could be,
I think it's and a good
I could
refresher.
Make my Jammy Red into a sangria if I was going on a girls' night.
Yes.
There we go. So,
love that.
Jammy Red for me. I'm going to shot to that.
And the infamous Whispering Angel for me.
Because she's my angel. Oh my God. Can't believe you finished the bottle.
I know.
What should we get next?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm just going to go and have a little peruse and see what the aisle's offering. But this was a small batch gin, traditionally distilled and cut with magical mountain water.
I must admit, it wasn't great.
Infused with candy floss and marshmallow. Shake to awaken the magic.
It was very beautiful to look at.
I like the branding.
What should we get next?
Manchester Drinks Gin Co. I feel like you actually owe us a bit of sponsoring, if I'm honest, because we've absolutely rinsed the magical drink. Mystical Unicorn.
Mystical Unicorn. Right, should we move on to something a bit more serious?
Yes.
Our topic this week is business.
Yeah.
Can you have it all? Can you be a successful businesswoman or man and balance family life successfully?
Yeah. And when I said I'm going to start a podcast, do you know how many people, when I said, like, what questions would you want to know? Like, what topics would you want to see? Everyone came to me saying business.
Really?
Like, I feel like I'm now renowned for business because I was on a very big, like, business show. But I genuinely don't think you can have it all.
I like that you say that because I'm the same.
Someone has to give, and guess what? It's normally the mum.
Yeah.
It's normally me.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's varying degrees of, you know, my 100%. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving my all today, and that might look like 70%. That might look like 40% on other days. But there's a very steady rotation. It's like, I notice in me and the hubby, we need to get close together. We need to do something. We need a date night.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It's me getting dressed up, feeling a bit tired, going out, putting on my best face for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's me turning up as the best parent I can be for my kids.
Yeah.
And it rotates. And there's a very small portion of me time.
Mm.
And there's a very small portion. Like, my business, even though it's not, like, I'm not a 9-to-5 industry. Yeah. I'm when I open my eyes to when I close my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, I am never going to fully be able to make a career, be a great mum,
yeah.
Be a great wife,
yeah.
Be a great human.
Something somewhere has got to give,
something
hasn't it?
Always has
I mean,
to
I
give.
Absolutely commend people that can juggle all of these balls, but like you said, somewhere along the line, someone suffers. Someone suffers, whether that's the mum or the children not spending as much time.
Exactly.
It's not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it is very varied. And I'm with you on that one. I don't think you can be...
You can't be at
this
all.
Full-time successful person, but I feel like you have a really good balance. How long
I
have
do.
You had your business
I've
for?
Had it for 12 years.
Yeah.
And
how did that look? How did it look when you started your business and when Bentley came along?
I made it very, very clear
that
I was not going to have children until my business was what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
So I worked my butt off.
Mm-hmm.
I worked 6 days a week.
Yeah.
I worked 10 till 10 most nights.
Yeah.
I gave that business my entire all.
Yeah.
And then when I felt like it was ready, I was then able to commit myself to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to say, I can actually step back and have a child.
Mm-hmm.
But in that same breath, do you know how long my maternity leave was?
How long?
6 weeks.
Shut up.
6 weeks.
You took 6 weeks.
And then I went back to work.
Yes, but how long? Like, what did your hours and stuff look like when you did return
I
to
went
work?
Back and I was
because
doing...
Because I can't imagine you went back 6 days a week, 10 till 10.
No, I went back and I was doing, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
But, like, when I look back, I definitely had postnatal depression.
Oh, yeah.
And I did way too much, way too soon.
Mm-hmm.
My body hadn't healed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I read somewhere that it takes about a year for you to kind of start to feel back to yourself. Is it two?
Yeah.
Hormonally.
Yep.
Physically.
Yep.
Mentally, you know, you've got sleepless nights in there. You are a whole new person. And I think I really struggled with my identity.
Yeah, because your whole outlook on life has changed.
I was a career woman.
Yeah.
I was getting up. I was going. I always looked fab. Like,
yeah.
I genuinely lived life on my terms. Yeah. And then suddenly this small human required all of me.
Mm.
And I wasn't ready to give all of me.
And not only is that a big adjustment for you, but it's also a big adjustment for your partner, because yes. your partner, especially with your and first baby.
And we went
baby,
through it. Me and my yeah. husband went absolutely through it mm. because we were both adjusting.
Mm.
And I feel like only now, after 12 years, am I actually at a point where I have a great work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
I bite off all I can chew.
Yeah.
But also, with the same breath, I thrive off of it. I actually love it.
You do. You thrive off chaos, don't you?
I do.
But organised chaos, because you don't like non-organised chaos.
I'm a control freak.
Yeah. I
like to be busy. If I'm not, I hate it. I feel like very unproductive.
Yeah.
If I've got a clear day in my diary, I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
So I think it's for a certain type of woman.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I got asked this question the other day. I was on a panel in, like, an Excel show.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said to me in the audience, they said, like, what's next? And I went, nothing.
Yeah, you're very content with where
I'm
you
content.
Are.
I'm content.
Yeah.
I've done all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
All my tick lists are ticked in yeah. terms of career.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I'm, like, steadily doing is being a present mom. You know, if my kids need collecting from school, two
if
days a week,
sick.
I collect them.
Yep.
One day
there.
My mum and dad collect them. The other 2 days they're in after school clubs. So yep. it's working out well.
Yep.
So actually, I can take holidays when I want. I can be there for Christmas plays.
Yep.
I can be there for sports days. And also, I'm like making the money I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not actually striving for anything more.
Yeah.
So I think it takes a good amount of time to get there,
mm-hmm.
and then you can say, like, I'm happy with that. But it's not for everyone.
No, of course.
And I think social media especially makes people think anyone can start a business, anyone can do it, and it just creates this unrealistic expectation of, like, a very unhealthy work-life dynamic.
Yeah.
So you just have to always play life on your own terms.
Absolutely.
And, like, you were a career woman before you had your kids, right?
I was, very much so,
yeah. So talk to me about, like, now, because you have basically sacrificed your career to be a full-time mum, stay-at-home mum.
Well, this is it. So when I had Bella, my youngest, I then went back. So I was with the NHS for 8 years.
Yeah.
And I was a medical PA. And when I had Bella, I wanted to go back, but like you, doing the hours that I was doing,
you can't do it
with
a small
working,
child.
No,
it was,
and it's not the balance that I personally wanted. So I did 3 days a week when I had Bella.
Sometimes as well with childcare, the cost of it, you are basically paying someone else to look after your child.
This is it.
Just so you can go and work. And
this
you just think, what's the point?
This is it.
What is the point? So
it's unmanageable.
Yeah.
So I went back to work for 3 days a week and then Parker came very quickly after.
Okay.
So then I had two under two.
You did.
I had two under two.
You
at
did.
Which point, like you've just said,
yeah.
having two children in childcare,
it's
even
not
for
worth
three,
working.
3 days a week was more than what the NHS salary was paying me.
Yeah.
So I fell into the bracket of women that are almost forced to give up their career and their job.
Yeah.
Because it's if we're at a loss by me going to work,
the math ain't mathing.
The math is not mathing.
Yeah, so loud.
So we kind of came to the agreement that, you know, when both children were in school, preschool, I would go back, do something part time, and then eventually go back up to full time. But I mean, Parker's only just turned five, and then before he turned five, I've obviously had another baby.
You have had another
so
baby.
I am going back into the workforce, quite when I'm not sure, but I will
are
be going.
You?
Oh yeah, 100%.
So that is
I'm
your
so
plan.
Ready. It
right.
is.
Yeah.
Because
there are some women that they would like motherhood to define them, and their children are 16.
Yeah.
And they get to a point where they're like, what's for me?
Yeah.
My kids don't need me anymore. What do I do?
Yeah.
So I get that.
Yeah.
That's like your plan. Like when Zach is like old enough, he's like
Amen to the government. They've changed their
they
guideline.
Have.
So as
yes.
of, I mean, you'd have to quote me on this, but I think it's April next year.
Yeah.
The term after they turn two, I believe they get free childcare.
Yes. Well, I think
15
I've heard
hours
like
or something like that.
Yeah. Which is
so
actually
yes.
doable.
So, again,
you can get
I'm
out.
Gonna dip my toe back into the water.
Yeah.
But I feel so privileged, although I stopped working because financially it didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't change it for the world, and I feel so incredibly privileged because I know that there's not a lot of people out there that that have the capacity to do that or have a husband or a partner that is able to financially support them and they are left with no other choice. And my heart really goes out to them.
Yeah.
Because for me personally, I have gotten to witness every milestone. I've gotten to see their first tooth, their first walk, their first laugh. And I haven't missed a single second of it. And in hindsight, I wouldn't change it for the
world. They are only small ones.
They are.
And I feel like right now, I get like 50% of that.
Yeah.
But like, that's fine for me.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't meant to be a stay-at-home mum.
No.
Oh, I really wasn't. I wasn't meant to be a stay-at-home mum. Yeah. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I crave to go back to work. I love my job. I have a passion for it.
Yeah.
But I also get paid really well for it and I'm money motivated.
Yes.
And I think that's like the difference between like Nara Smith, the woman's like baking shit from scratch. Have you seen her?
No.
She is literally like, my kids wanted a protein bar, apple pie pie. So I basically ground down the flour. She went to the cornmill, picked the corn, ground it down, made it from scratch. She basically hand-reared.
How many kids has she got?
I don't know how many, but she's literally like,
do you know what?
Making other women feel like shit. And I'm like, no, I'm not the mum that's like, here's some chicken nuggets. Like, I actually do pride myself on the fact that my kids get a good home-cooked meal. Because it's like the one skill I can do.
You're so good at it.
But it leads on to like my win of the week, which is I have baked my first birthday cake for my son's 7th birthday.
Oh, I love that.
And it's not no like little cake. We're talking, it's a 3-tier cake.
I can't, have you decorated it yet?
I'm going to reveal. I'll put it on the page.
I want to see now.
It's so cute. It's like iced, but I did so much research.
Yeah,
so much love went into that cake. Mm-hmm. And I basically like crumb coated it, I froze it, I let it come back out, I decorated it. Like, it was so many different things. Like, I spent the entire Monday basically just baking the cakes. And it was just in my head. I was like, I've never baked my son a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the ingredients on the shop bought ones and I went, why does it need 43 ingredients for a cake? It should be flour, butter, eggs and milk. Yeah. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I've never done it. Let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of living is really cost of living in at the minute.
It's costing.
So I thought, it's costing. So I thought, I'm just going to save money. I've spent so much money on this party. I'm going to like do it myself. Yeah. How hard can it be?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my win of the week. But also, that just shows you like the actual ability I have now. Before, I would be like fully booked, solid in the salon. I wouldn't have had time.
Yeah, of course.
I would have been really burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
But I work 3 days in the salon now. And then Mondays and Fridays are like my social media content day. But also, if there's a quieter week, I baked a cake.
Love that for you.
So I'm very happy with life.
Yeah.
But it's taken me to get my son at 7 and my daughter at 4 to be like...
to be there.
Yeah.
And I think that's the main thing is whether it takes you a few years to get there to where you're comfortable, that's fine. If you want to be a stay-at-home mum, that's also fine.
Exactly.
And if you are a completely career-based person and you've had a child and you thought, shit, this ain't for me, and you go to work at all
don't
hours
let
under the
anyone
sun,
anyone make you feel guilty.
Then good for you, because
if you,
you
can
are financially providing, you are, yes, you know, the children may not see you as much, but the reason that you're working all of the hours under the sun is to provide and to give them a good quality of life.
Exactly.
And that is also fine. So whatever your situation, it's fine.
Yeah.
For you.
Because it works for you.
It
and
works
I think
for you, and that's the main thing.
In 2024, we can think of that. Like, I think there was so much pressure in, like, the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
That was your expectation.
Yeah.
And there was probably a lot of more undiagnosed postnatal depression where people were postpartum and they were like, that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But they had no other choice.
Yeah.
The man was the breadwinner and they were expected to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like cooking. They didn't like baking. They didn't like hanging out with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think as well, like with men, they definitely enjoy different milestones.
Mm.
I don't know if it's the same with your partners, but like the baby stage is a bit like anticlimactic for men.
Yeah.
They are like, when is this child going to stand up and play football 100% with me?
100%, because they don't get that level of interaction until later on.
That baby on my chest
is
like,
the smell.
Like, just like crap to me.
I know.
Like, I want to sniff that baby. I want to lie there with them the whole day. You don't want to do
anything, yeah.
I'm in my postcoital, like, not postcoital.
Postpartum.
Postpartum bliss. Like, I have a tiny little human. Mm-hmm. I'm patting their bum and it's just lovely.
I know, I love
that. And it's just such a different dynamic between men and women.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's just, and that's the thing. It's like, I actually think we are allowed to... Absolutely, shut from the rooftops. We also need to
completely banish.
That's for me and that's not for me.
Absolutely, I agree. But we need to also completely banish this stigma around of what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
And then...
It's small talk. It's boring.
I'm a full-time mum.
And people going, oh, do you know what? Full-time mum, that shit don't end.
Yeah.
It's 24 hours a day.
And it's just such a plaudable thing and I don't think there should be any embarrassment.
I'm not strong enough to be a full-time mum.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely cannot cope with it.
Yeah.
Knee-deep in nappies. Like, I want to get out and I want to, like, feel like me again.
Yeah.
And I actually think hats off because I think you're a stronger person than I am because I genuinely wouldn't have coped. I would have needed other things. So... It's just about knowing who you are and going with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your win of the week? I'm very intrigued to hear.
Well, my win of the week is actually something I've not told you.
What?
You've made an offer on a house and had it accepted.
Oh my God!
And just for a bit of context that anybody doesn't know. So my
house... It's been a long time coming.
My house has been on the market for 2 years and hasn't sold. I mean, we've had various offers and it's always fallen through.
It's fallen through because of the fucking...
I've signed paperwork.
Is there a chain? It's all going good.
It's going and I've had my offer accepted. So we're... Like my this is my year. This is
your year. You heard it here first.
Yes.
Oh, Jen, I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, babe.
Where are you living? Please not too far. Tell me later.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Because we don't want people to know where you live.
No, I don't want people to know where I live.
Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. As long as it's not too far, I'm like so happy. That's amazing. Congratulations to you, my darling.
Thank you.
That is so nice because I think when you have that security and you will feel more secure now, for sure.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Everything happens when it's meant to happen, right?
It feels like a fresh start now. It's like... I feel like I've been in limbo.
Aligned really well, hasn't it? You're leaving your place. For
such a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I've had the baby.
You was in a rental for a year. I'm finally divorced.
Yeah, I've been in a rental, which is just...
But look at that. The timing. Imagine it didn't. It was like 3 months prior or 3 months later.
Yeah.
It's actually worked out. Trust the universe, guys. Because that shit knows what it's doing.
I love that. Shall we move on to something a bit more...
Dirty.
Should we do our dirty dilemmas?
Let's do our dirty dilemmas.
Come on, who's written in this week? I'm desperate to know. This is my guilty pleasure, this bit.
This is actually my guilty pleasure too. I feel like we live vicariously through you. Okay, so a girl from my university has been going a little bit too hard. She comes home with absolutely no recognition. Sorry, I think... They meant recollection, but they said recognition. absolutely no recollection of what has happened. She literally has a video going around. Should I tell her? That's actually really interesting. That is illegal. That is actually a sexual offence that there's a video going around.
That's really bad.
If she was so out of it that she's not aware of a video, that's also potentially like questioning her... consent, like,
100%.
You know, has she consented to that? But also, I think there must be something going on deeper down because the fact that she's going a little too hard and she's getting into these situations
on a regular basis. Yeah, what's she trying to escape from?
What's she masking?
Because I actually don't enjoy getting that level of drunk.
Me either.
When I was at uni,
the hangovers ain't worth it.
Like when my friends would be like, "Do you remember any of last night?" And I'd be like, "No." I'd be like, "I feel awful. I feel so sick. I don't know how I got home." And that's really dangerous.
Anxiety and beer fear.
Yes,
is real.
It's a real thing.
It's real. I hate anxiety.
No, it's awful. And I hate have it for days feeling. Now.
Yeah, because like drinking in your 30s is an absolute death sport.
It is
not for the weak. So, in my opinion, yes, I think you should tell her. I think you should also sit her down and potentially just say, like, FYI, there's a video.
Mm-hmm.
FYI, don't know if you're aware. And like, maybe just rein it in a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how close they are, but that is actually...
If it's someone she lived with, I would definitely say,
yeah,
like, I'm now concerned for your safety. How are you getting home?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And then I'm going to get you to read out the Stuart one, if you remember it. So yeah. Stuart, this needs to be edited out because I haven't got it actually in a pic.
She's mentioned your name now.
Yeah. We'll definitely edit that out.
I don't know how to summarise this. So this one is me and my girl. No. Me and my friend had a threesome with a girl. He left and I continued. Things got intimate and I was licking parts of her body, including her breasts. And I thought, something tastes odd and they're very wet.
No!
After leaving...
Was
it sweat? No. After leaving, me and my friend discussed said event.
Fucking hell.
And he explained that he had done his thing on her chest, which is what he was essentially licking up.
No, that's actually a new meaning to bro code.
Wow. I know. I mean, you know.
I have no help for you other than brush your teeth, wash your mouth out with Colgate.
You never know. He might not care.
He might not know. Like, don't tell the friend.
He might not care.
Yeah, he might not care. I feel like he potentially doesn't care. Was that his girlfriend?
No.
No, yeah.
It was a threesome with, like, a random person.
Yeah.
Depends how drunk they were as well.
Yeah, I feel like... I mean. They're clearly bros, so... Yeah,
it is what it is.
I have no advice for you. I literally have no advice. One of my friend's friends has just told me that she has slept with her brother-in-law a day before she got married. Now she is married and she is having lots of urges and is questioning whether she married the wrong brother.
Oh my God. What the hell? That's not right. But does the brother know?
The brother can't know.
The person she's married can't know. That's like a family secret. I mean, that warrants Jeremy Kyle, in my opinion.
That is like really like, Jeremy
imagine,
Kyle.
Has Kyle got a brother?
He's got three brothers. Can you imagine
sleeping with one of Kyle's brothers two weeks before your wedding and then taking that to the grave, but then telling me? So now I'm carrying that information. Yeah. Telling me you don't know if you married the right brother.
I don't think she did marry the right brother. That's if she's even questioning it.
That's mind-blowing.
And, like, this poor person is there.
Do you not think the family sit-down family Sunday roast would be a bit awkward?
I mean, talk about keeping it in the family.
I wouldn't be able to chew my pig in blanket without giving the brother a cheeky wink. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's our secret.
You are literally, potentially... tearing a family apart.
I know,
tearing
if it comes
apart,
out, but it can't come out.
It can't come out. Like,
I mean, if you told me that shit, I'd have to take it to the grave.
I also wouldn't want to know that information.
No.
Like, that's just horrible
like,
to know
if you've
that.
Done the act, keep that to yourself now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't tell me.
No, that's
because
not normal.
I don't want that on me.
No, and, yeah, I actually think that there is, like, morals, and you've actually, like, potentially ruined someone's life, and... divided a family.
Don't get married.
Just don't get married.
Don't get married.
You had 2 weeks to like...
It's a lot of paperwork.
Switch out the brother and figure it out.
Yeah.
Jesus. Right. Last little part of our podcast. We are going to do our Guess the Gurgle.
Right. I'm going to go first.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. I don't know who this is by, but I cannot stop listening to this song.
Okay. So it's current.
It's current. So
okay,
probably,
that's
it's
cool.
It's probably in the top 10.
Right, okay.
I don't know who it's by, though. I should know who it's by, but I don't.
Let me...
Are you cheating? Are you looking at the top 10?
No, I'm looking at mine.
Okay, right, you ready?
I'm not that clever. Sex on the beach. I want to have sex on the beach.
No!
That's not current.
No, I know it isn't. Shall I do it again?
Do a little bit more. Do you know what I've noticed as well? Is when we've listened to them back, do you know how clear it sounds?
Really?
But when I'm listening with my actual sinus-infected ears, because I have a sinus infection, this ain't clear. Trust me. I would get it in a heartbeat. Coco, Coco Cabana.
No, you're going old school again. No. It's not current, is it? No.
No.
I get illusion. Ooh. What you doing? Have you not heard that?
I don't think I've heard that.
Oh my god, it's on the radio everywhere.
I don't even know the original. That's crazy. Right, let me go for this now. Okay, this is actually going to be a classic.
I don't know why we do this to ourselves. Oh. I'm sorry. Sorry. Ooh, high note. I might just let you do the whole song.
You didn't know that?
No.
Queen?
No.
Mama. Ooh. Do you get it now?
Now I do.
I bet when we listen to it back, we'll be like
how got it straight away.
Yeah. I know. It's actually so much harder with like our naked ear.
I know.
Well, the mics are giving you guys a little bit of support and help at home. Right, next one. Have you got one?
No,
that's it. Yeah, we've done one. We've done our one. We are trying to keep our episodes nice, short, and to the point. Also, I love your sunglasses.
Thank you.
Jen is, oh my God, they're such a vibe. What a MILF you are. They are lush.
Thanks, babe.
They are so cool.
Thanks, honey.
They are giving like high fashion.
Thanks.
Are you channeling your inner sunshine?
I am. Do you know what? Spring is not springing, guys. Yeah. Spring is not springing.
My winter coat's
sick to death of having to re-unpack my winter bits, my woolly jumpers.
And like it's actually physically cold. That's what's annoying me.
Yes. Spring is not springing and I'm not here for it.
Spring has not sprung and I want some vitamin D. So we need to crack on. But anyway, that's another episode. Like, I feel like they fly by and we have way too much fun on them. Another episode has flown by. And we would love for you to follow us and all of our social media channels, see snippets of past shows, snippets of new shows coming out, and a little bit more. We want to see you guys interacting and telling us what you want to see, because without you, this show wouldn't be possible. So
we're
carry
like Rochelle,
on.
We're multifaceted, whether that be about business, mum life, anything.
Burning questions, desires, or dirty dilemmas, you keep on sending them in your droves. We love to see
we're
it. We love to
whatever
hear it.
You want more of.
Exactly. So if you guys want to follow us on TikTok, social media, we're going to put it here, 2 P's, 1 podcast. And we would love you to join us next week where we talk a little bit more about
plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery. I love that. And I'm not like afraid to tell you guys what I've had done.
Nor me.
So if you want to tune in next week, you're going to hear all about
what
Jennifer and I...
Maybe we should get them to guess what we've done.
That's a good idea.
What have we had done? I know.
It might be nothing. Yeah. We might have had nothing. We might be natural base. So tell us what you think about your opinions on social...
plastic surgery.
Your opinions on plastic surgery. And we will see you guys next week for our 6th episode of 2 P's 1 Podcast.
Woo!
Bye!